Because you can handle the truth. Truth.
Can you hear me, Ken? All right, excellent. Sorry about that, folks. There was a Skype update, and who knows how things are going here with this. So welcome to the show. It's the 24th day of June, 2018. It's Incendiary Radio on RBN, and I wasn't here last week. I got a tooth pulled a couple weeks ago, and then I had some bone spurs left in there and had to get those yanked, and it's been a mess, and I've been going through a lot with that, and so apologize for not being here. Dealing with this in the last couple weeks, had a lot of time to dig around and really just see this insanity. And I, where this is going, I have zero clue. I'm to the point now with this watching this country melt down into absolute insanity to the point where while some bright things are happening in certain sectors, whether you want to say this is spiritual or technological, this manipulation, it's at the point right now where the drain that it's taken on myself. I don't know if you guys feel this or not, but it's pretty crushing. And to watch just so many people completely embrace just open treason. With just this border issue alone, to where in the last, I would say, 20 to 30 years, the movement to destroy borders in all of the basically majority white Christian European, countries, it's been highly successful. Where we go from here, I don't know. But we're going to open up the phone lines, 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. We're going to go ahead and do that. But I'm looking at, over the last couple of weeks, these people like General Hayden, okay, this guy, the former CIA head, the former NSA head, most likely a Knight of Malta type, making these kind of comments. Brennan, same deal. Everybody wants to say he's a Wahhabi and so forth and so on. He's Jesuit educated. Paul Ryan, the United States Council of Catholic Bishops, these open traitors. Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, and then all the Jewish mafiosos that are clicked up with these communist libtard Vatican II apparatchiks. You know, Georgetown University, the thugs at Georgetown, Michael Eric Dyson, and all the rest of those folks. You know, trying to basically leave our country's borders wide open, and we see what's happening to Europe. We need to be more bold about just calling these people out as traitors and not liberals and not open borders and all this. They are traitors, and they need to be dealt with as such. Now, I know there's a lot of, let's just say, deep state operatives that listen to all these networks. I don't know how long this is going to go. I mean, you know, I got some crazy stuff that I pulled up throughout the last couple weeks with the CERN stuff, and I talk about that a lot. Let me see. This Skype update. Oh, there we go. All right. They updated, totally just redesigned Skype. And I'm just like, I don't know why I did this, but what the heck. But let's start some of this stuff. Ken, get clip 4 ready. And this one's from Red Ice. It just got dropped a little while ago. But this is about the immigration stuff and just the lunacy. So let's roll clip 4.
If you've been paying attention to the news, then chances are you're already aware that recent changes in immigration policy have driven many leftists to the brink of insanity. On May 7th, the DOJ announced that migrants caught illegally crossing the border would be subject to criminal charges. As a result of this shift in policy, many illegal immigrant families have been broken up. This isn't terribly surprising. When someone goes to jail or prison, generally, their kids do not accompany them. But on Wednesday, the president signed an executive order that would keep illegal immigrant families together in detention facilities, which isn't exactly what the left had in mind. Now, the left doesn't really care about the separation of illegal immigrants and their children. What the left wants above all else is power. And the left stands much to gain from open borders, namely a new population that will vote for globalist policies. As such, the left will accept nothing short of a total decriminalization of hopping the border. Trump obviously has other plans in mind for America, and this has driven the left into an even deeper state of derangement. So let's take a look at the 5 most unhinged reactions to Trump's new immigration policies. Starting at number 5, we have Zach Petkanis, the Democrat political operative who threw a hissy fit on Fox News. Petkanis was discussing recent events with Corey Lewandowski, who mocked the story of a 10-year-old migrant girl with Down syndrome being separated from her parents. This sent Petkanis into an outrage. Check it out.
I read today about a 10-year-old girl with Down syndrome who was taken from her mother and put in a cage.
What?
I read about a did you say want to a 10-year-old with Down syndrome
what
being
I
taken
said
from
is
her
you
mother?
Can pick anything
How
you
dare
want
you?
Up, but the bottom line
How
is very clear.
You?
When you cross
How absolutely
the border
dare you,
illegally.
Sir?
What a sanctimonious loser. Moving along to number 4, we have Splinter News publishing Stephen Miller's phone number for the world to see. Due to his role in shaping the Trump administration's positions on immigration, Stephen Miller has found himself particularly hated by the left. So it should come as no surprise that the senior advisor to the president has been a victim of the left's recent anger. Splinter News wrote an article on Wednesday titled, "Here's Stephen Miller's cell phone number in case you need it." Quite a few prolific left-wing Twitter users tweeted pictures of text messages that they had sent him. To its credit, Twitter did temporarily suspend many of these accounts, including that of Splinter News, for disseminating personal information. But this obviously doesn't help Stephen Miller, who, I'd wager, already has a new cell phone number by now. Moving along to number 3, we have a far more egregious example of doxing. NYU professor Sam Levine recently compiled a database containing the personal information of nearly 1,600 ICE employees. It didn't take long for that database, which was created using information available on LinkedIn, to spread throughout leftist parts of the internet. Antifa and other scum encouraged people to find the home addresses of these ICE employees. Someone eventually created a Twitter account named IceDox and proceeded to post the names, pictures, phone numbers, and addresses of these government employees. Amusingly, many of these doxed ICE employees were non-white and thus hardly Nazis, as left-wing activists were claiming. So what you have here is a white professor at an elite university, no doubt assisted by upper-middle-class Antifa activists, attempting to ruin the lives of non-white workers. Not very progressive, if you ask me. In number 2, we have the mob of leftists that accosted DHS Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen while she was eating dinner. On Tuesday, Nielsen and a friend went out to eat at a Mexican restaurant, of all places. Members of the DC Metro Democratic Socialists of America rushed into Cocina Mexicana and began shouting at the DHS secretary. At one point, they even blasted audio of migrant children crying. Ironically enough, one of these DSA activists actually works for the Trump administration. Allison Rabar, who works as a paralegal in Trump's DOJ, took part in the mob protest. In an interview with the Washington Examiner, she doubled down on her position and advocated that people publicly harass ICE and DHS employees. It was later discovered that she attended the expensive Swarthmore College, which boasts a yearly tuition of $50,000. Nevertheless, as a member of the DSA, I'm sure she's convinced she's fighting for the working class. In reality, though, she's just fighting for the interests of wealthy elites who want to flood America with cheap labor. And the number one most unhinged reaction here is from Peter Fonda. In a since-deleted tweet, the washed-up actor wrote, "We should rip Barron Trump from his mother's arms and put him in a cage with pedophiles, and see if his mother will stand up against the giant asshole she is married to." While this might not seem as dramatic as doxing government employees, calling for the president's young son to be locked up in a cage with pedophiles is totally insane. It's worth noting that the Secret Service was notified of the tweet, but officials from the agency declined to comment any further. In conclusion, I think this is just the beginning. As Trump continues to pivot to immigration, more and more people on the left are going to lose their minds. Under Obama, these people finally thought that they were moving forward to a more progressive future. But then Trump came along, and now their plans to turn America into a third world country have been thwarted, at least for a time. I can't speak for you guys, but personally, I am really looking forward to watching the left lose it in the upcoming years. I'm Patrick Casey, and you're watching Red Ice TV.
All right, you can stop it there, Ken. Thanks. I mean, Department of Justice employees pulling stunts, trying to get members of the administration kicked out of restaurants, Maxine Waters going crazy, telling, you know, these goofballs out here to start harassing more people that just happen to be on the other side of the political spectrum in public. I mean, this, and I've been warning about this for God knows how long on the air, but to see the open treason, you know, and they want us to act. That's the thing. They want patriotic, just decent, normal people that actually have jobs. They want us to snap. They want a guy like me to go out and do something to somebody so I can spend my time in a cage while the crap hits the fan. See, this is the Psy War coming at us, and it's getting, you know, the heat is getting turned up, and it is what it is. Let's take Damien in Florida. Welcome to the program.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hey. Yeah, hey, Rob. I haven't spoken to you since you filled in for Rob. John. I'm sorry. John. It was probably about a year ago.
Okay, go ahead.
I know I spoke to you, but I mean, I want to get your thoughts on some things. Number one, this is the way how you see they're portraying it. It's like, well, didn't you see the train that came up when Obama was in power with all those kids on it? Didn't you see that train?
Oh, yeah, the train of death, they call it, where they're all just hanging on there.
No, they're called the Beast.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, and all the kids were on it when they had name tags and they had their parents' name on it. They sent their kids on it. Okay, all right, let's forget about that for right now. Okay, number two. I heard something from, maybe you should look this up, Noam Chomsky. He was like, well, Trump's trying to keep his face into power right now because he's trying to make everybody, that's the thing. The people are trying to keep, the media is going to keep him in the face while everybody's doing anything behind the scenes. So I'm going to take your answer off the air, okay?
So get that a little bit more clearer again about my answer, but go ahead. Frame the question.
You know Noam Chomsky.
Yeah. Famous kind of progressive thinker.
He said, basically, I don't believe everything that he says, but that was like, when I watched it today, I was like, oh, that's very compelling.
Now, what are you saying that his hypothesis is that basically all of
Trump is the front man. He's a showman. He's the front man. That's what he did.
Yeah,
he's a reality showman.
That's what pretty much a lot of presidents are, but there's people that make a lot of different arguments about what Trump is, okay? Chomsky,
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either. But what I'm saying is there's been enough kind of rogue activity out of Trump to where
he says one thing and does another.
As far as just making an accusation that Trump is just a front man, because I see this from some of the YouTubers that he's a front man.
I just say that that's what he said. I was like, wow. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, well, a lot of people that are, let's just say, affiliated with that more the Marxist sector are always going to say that the guy, the conservative,
is a front.
Don't call
me that, please.
No. I'm talking about Chomsky. I'm talking about Chomsky.
I've never did much research into him.
Well, yeah, he's a pretty progressive guy, and I'm not going to say he's a hardcore like Leninist, but he believes that basically government is there as a big vehicle to take care of people, so forth and so on. And so these are the type of people that are always going to say that anybody that does something they don't agree with is a front man for big business. Blah 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 blah. You always got to realize.
Well, yeah, where were they when Obama was doing it?
Yeah, of course. I mean, the hypocrisy out of the people
is outrageous, man.
Yeah. The hypocrisy out of the Alinskyite factions, that's part of their thing, though. When you get into Rules for Radicals and you get into basically these ideologues, hypocrisy is like a badge of honor to them. It's part of the program that it's like, look, when you get busted being a hypocrite, no big deal. Move on and plan the next hypocrisy operation. I mean, look at the media. I mean, they've gone into full-blown treasonous mode. I mean, most of the mainstream corporate-owned media. I mean, and it's like you're watching something out of dystopic movie rather than, you know,
on Facebook
American reality. It's that bad.
I saw something on Facebook that they're basically, and it was a clip from MSNBC about the private prisons. I was like, that's been going on since how long?
Yeah, decades.
And now you guys are, just because Trump's doing it, now all of a sudden it's a problem.
Well, of course. That's called projection. See, whenever these people, these types, they look at the Uranium One stuff and all that stuff with the Bundys and the Hammonds up there in Oregon and all that. They all got that was all basically Hillary, the Clinton Foundation, the Obamas, it basically in bed with Russian corporations to extract a bunch of our uranium, and then they are about to get busted for it, so then they bring up this whole Russiagate collusion.
Oh yeah. It's definitely.
It's just, you know, that's how they roll. And you know,
go ahead. I want to get off the air, but I want to keep you to keep on talking. All right, keep talking about that.
All right, man.
I love
thanks.
You, brother.
All right, man. See you. Take care of yourself.
All right.
Yeah,
you too.
I mean,
you too.
All right. See you, man. We're coming up on break in a second. But, yeah, we have to realize here that these enemies of ours, they have no problem with being hypocrites. It's like, you know, when you get into these – when you get into these people, that's like you're not even real good at being a hardcore commie unless you can be an outright liar, lie in people's face. I did not have sex with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. All right, see you guys on the other side of the break.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
We're back. So, and I know we got another caller on the line, but it's a very short segment. So let me pull you up after the bottom of the hour, Charlie. I wanted to get into this, and this ties in. Okay, so I'm, you know, Mexico has a big win, I guess, in the World Cup, and I don't follow it, but I guess they won a big game, or they're going to be the champs. I don't know. That just shows you how little I know, but. Basically just acting, you know, taking over the streets of LA. It's up on Drudge. Here's what's fascinating. this guy Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador. They call him AMLO, the tropical messiah. Basically, presidential election coming up in the United Mexican States. They're saying his election's unstoppable, vowing to put Trump in his place. They're our third largest trading partner, $616 billion in trade in 2017. Basically, he's a hardcore radical revolutionary type. A promise to grant amnesty to all the nation's drug cartel kingpins. That's out of The Guardian. And then allegedly, they've been, the cartels have been assassinating a lot of his political opponents. The death toll allegedly at 115. And so there's some people talking about where basically you might see the United States and Mexico go at it one of these days again, and Trump tweeted out, Mexico allowing illegals across our American border could become grounds for military action. Ratcheting up right now of the United States and Mexico, the hostilities are there. Just keep your eyes on it. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but I find it quite fascinating. So Nicaragua, going on crazy stuff going on. We know Venezuela, but this thing on our southern border, and we've got a kind of a hostile relationship right now with Trudeau in Canada, who's just like, he's like a white version of Obama for Canada, as we just had, just like the goofiest, inept, just person thrown in there, and then these. Our people, the entertainers and these sick people that did, just because Obama was biracial black, that he was just some sort of savior, and they didn't even watch anything that this guy did geopolitically or economically, basically implementing the steps to collectivization and Obamacare, this whole, people are just so. Our people are so dumbed down that I have a very apprehensive outlook right now and pessimistic outlook, and I don't want to have it. I know that there's people inside this thing that are fighting to try to salvage our country and salvage things, but right now I don't know. I'm just lately I've been. And maybe this is a Psy War design, and I always try to keep that in the back of my mind as well, that look, they want to get us beaten, broken, and feeling like our fellow man are such retards that basically we're going to devolve into idiocracy no matter how many, how much we try to learn and stay on point. But gosh, the slide toward idiocracy, it's there. See you guys on the other side.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Makes me feel like sometimes I'm out of control. So I'm gonna get wasted with all my country heroes. And I'm drinking some George Jones and a little bit of coke. Haggerty's in my misery, and Waylon's keeping me from home. Giving me those high tides, cash is gonna sing it low, and I'm here getting wasted just like my country heroes.
All right, we're back. It's Endearing Radio, bottom of the first hour. Let's take Charlie in California. California. How's California, Charlie?
Now the weather's great, man. Never going to move. Say, I've entered the United States from a number of Mexican borders.
Yeah.
And this is nothing more than a TV show because they're complaining, they're capping on ICE, they're calling ICE a bunch of thugs. ICE had to let them into the country. They had to walk right through. If you lose your passport while you're having dinner in Mexico and you want to get back in the country, good luck. Okay, they're not going to let you in. But see, these people, this is the 10th year of the Obama administration. Trump is nothing but a New York liberal. Okay, I'm not a sap. Okay, I'm not being played for this. These people have been coming across the border like this during the Obama administration. And so now they had to change the subject. There was just too much Mueller and Comey on all the talk radio outlets. So now they had to change the subject. So they took something that's been in operation for how many years, and they've turned it into a disaster, like it's something that's never happened before. You cannot enter this country, dude, if you don't have a freaking passport or that one of those matriculars or one of those IDs. These people are being let in across the Rio Grande by ICE. Don't be a sap. Thanks for taking my call.
All right. Yeah, and I mean, you know, and then people could make this – thanks for the call, man. People make the argument, well, Americans don't try to do the sneak-in method. They try to go through the actual proper channels to get into the country. They're not the ones going across Doo-Doo River and running in the middle of the night. When I was in the Marine Corps, okay, Camp Pendleton – sits in North San Diego County, and Interstate 5 runs right along, right through the base. Okay, I mean, it's prime real estate, and anybody in California that's been out there knows quite a few hundred acres. I don't know how many square miles Camp Pendleton is, but it's prime real estate. And the MPs, people on guard duty, and it's one big base, but it's a bunch of smaller outposts scattered across the base. I was at a place called Camp Las Pulgas, which means the fleas. It's a big artillery base. I was an artillery guy. And, you know, you have Camp Horno, you have Camp San Onofre, you have Margarita, you have San Mateo. You got all these little bases that are scattered across Camp Pendleton. And they used to catch illegals all the time on the military base, just coming, you know, making their migrations through up into L.A. And so, you know, you could make the – and look, New York liberal Trump, I mean, you could make the argument, but at the same time, there's been a lot of a lot of his movement doesn't mimic a New York liberal. That you could be arguing about this, and this could be theater, and I know this. And I don't think people are saps or chumps necessarily because they want to have some faith here or some hope at the last moments of the last gasps of what's left of the country. There's been a lot of things Trump's done to, you know, give people hope. Now, is it stringing them along? We could all, you know, pulling us out of Paris, the TPP stuff. People argue about all that. All the various things that, you know, the rah-rah Trump crowd, you know, InfoWars and Daily Caller and the rest of them. I mean, there's some good stuff that's happened under Trump and so forth and so on. Now, the executive orders, I'm not a big fan of executive orders, but I know how big this bureaucracy is. Now it's a monolith. It's huge. And so sometimes this has to be done to get things done throughout the bureaucracies. But, then, you know, I still have seen some things out of the guy to where at his age, he's moving towards the end of life I don't judge other people's hearts, man. And I know he's clicked up with Jared and who's a Chabad Lubavitch, you know, mafioso. And I heard somebody saying that Jared's training to be the next head Henry Kissinger. I thought that was quite, kind of funny. But, you know, the Likudniks and their involvement in the September 11th hit, along with our own deep state operatives, you know, the PNAC gang and the rest of them, Frank Lowy, you know, Louder, Silverstein, the whole Cosa Nostra that was involved in this. It's sick. And we're a sick country, and who knows? We all need to have hope, though. If we don't have hope, man, it's over. And so, you know, I believe me, I've been beat down and put through the ringer over the last couple of weeks. And, you know, every week it gets harder and harder to do a broadcast. And so, but let's bring on Jeff in Idaho. Maybe Jeff can give us some good cheer. Come on up, Jeff.
First thing, Robert, Google Practicing Medicine Without a License, Chapter 7, PDF. That's the Linus Pauling therapy to rebuild muscle tissue and all these other things, your nerves. And then basically do some oil pulling through your mouth and a lot of green tea, and that'll help with that. So what I want to do is I want to basically go back to the July 10th narrative that about Anna and what her activities are. But I want to jump between two items, Zero Hedge, which is a good website to go to. But I want to read MSNBC's report, and Britain is keen to reinforce its special relationship with Washington as it prepares to leave the European Union, a divorce that will shape the country's standing in the world. That means special relationship is how Anna's explained that the British government runs the District of Columbia without the people realizing since the Civil War. But Trump's visit has already been scaled back after months of back and forth, and the president cancels plan to open the new U.S. embassy in January and then the official state visit. Opposed a petition that 1.9 million Brits appears to be on ice. Trump will instead pay a working visit on July 13th, for those Masons out there, that's Friday the 13th, for bilateral talks with the British Prime Minister Theresa May, a meeting with the Queen and possibly a round of golf in Scotland, where he owns two resorts. Okay, so he's not doing anything there. So we jump to Zero Hedge now, and we go to, and this is from today about noon, amid recording record approval ratings, Trump's set to roll out the dice for Putin summit in July. In what is sure to be incense Adam Schiff, the Democrats and all establishment media, Austrian newspaper Kronz Zeitung reports that Trump-Putin summit is expected to take place on July 15th. So that would be Sunday, Robert. So he plays golf, doesn't really talk with the British people that Anna have basically exposed as the people who have started World War I, World War II, and are trying to start World War III. So July 15th in Vienna, according to the latest information. For several days, diplomatic envoys from Washington and Moscow have been in Vienna to clarify the details of the discussion between the two presidents. Okay, so now that was basically just a part of Zero Hedge. Now I'm going to go back here, and I'm going to read some of the things. All right, Trump basically is hitting the trade wars with Yuan, and so we've got the world is transformed by no one in America noticed. So the BRICS, the SCO was formed on June 2001, a couple months before 9/11. Remember Abel Danger, the pre-9/11 stuff? Remember PNAC? Remember Charles Krauthammer? He passed away, you know, just recently. You know, yeah. Fox News neocon. All these things are basically blowing up in their face. John McAfee gets basically, you know, potentially poisoned from this sex trafficking things. This is another next article. Ben Rhodes admits Obama armed jihadist in Syria in bombshell interview. Italy, you know, leaves Merkel stunned. Basically, Bavaria is dumping Merkel because of the immigrant stuff and the clergy plan that she's been on air ever since she basically started talking about this stuff. You know, Trump calls for immediate deportation of illegals with no judges or court cases. That's the merit, Army Field Manual, you know, version 27 that Anna has basically talked about, that the courts are run by the military and they're licensed to the bar to run as military tribunals, and these guys are just having their thing come about. And the next article says, and just like that, the Mueller investigation is over. Okay, so the reason why they basically have ramped up this thing across the border is that the basically the Russia phobia thing never worked out, and they never had a backup plan, just like Hillary not losing, all right? The Uranium One scandal, you know, and remember the first call in November 22nd, 2015, on the climate change document from that Singapore meeting, right? Well, you know, the deal with the North Korea is they have 20 million tons of rare earth elements. China controls 95% with 55 million tons. So the deal is the rare earth elements are needed for all the super weapons, space motors and all these other things. So these are the things that we're dealing with now. The thing I wanted to get to on Zero Hedge here that's of importance, you know, Erdogan basically got reelected, and they claim that that this is trouble for what they've got going on. And so then we had the, you know, I read through the Trump thing, but what I wanted to get to is if I can kind of reach it, there's a point where, remember how they're trying to isolate Bibi right now from doing stuff in southwest Syria, you know, with the Golan Heights?
Mm-hmm.
There's an article on Zero Hedge that basically says, for you, you know, the Israelis have been basically supporting the jihadists for all this time, you know, because they want to not rid of the Golan Heights. Well, the message that was on Zero Hedge just recently is that the U.S. Embassy in Amman basically said, hey, we're not going to basically bomb you. We're not going to help. We're not going to basically send any troops if you're basically attacking Syria. I don't know if you've seen that just recently, but you should look at that. So Putin is in control of the Middle East now, and Xi is going to be in control of, you know, the western part of Asia, and Trump looks like he's forming a new G3 that is in charge of the North American country, like the original Monroe Doctrine, right? Now, all the birth certificate wars that Anna's been explaining are how all the countries around the world, through the District of Columbia, are licensed to issue birth certificates and issue debt, okay? So all the things that we've talked about over these past few years look like they're rolling in the same direction with this stuff. You understand what I'm saying? And the big thing to watch, I think, is what goes on in Syria, because Jordan basically sent a lot of M60 tanks, you know, a couple days ago, and they're getting ready to roll in. And Netanyahu showed up for the first time since 2011, you know, and his wife's on these corruption charges. And remember, Bibi Netanyahu basically got $20 billion for this gas on the Genie Engineering Project, you know, that Cheney, Richardson from the Energy Department and the Clinton administration, the Rothschilds, and, you know, all these other PNAC, you know, disaster guys. So they're basically looking at how that oil is not ever going to get across Syria. You know, Saudi Arabia is looking at cutting a trench in the Qatar, draining the water so they'd be landlocked, and then putting nuclear waste around them. Okay? So this is like the craziness that's going on. But I think the flashpoint you need to look at is that Friday, the 13th of July, May, and the Queen and Donald Trump basically have handshake visits. He jets over to Russia, to Vienna, and talks to Putin on Sunday, July 15th. Those are the real critical times, so you need to watch that time period and what goes on in Syria between now and then, because what's probably gone on is that Assad is going to ram all of the Mossad agents that are jihadists down in the Golan Heights, and essentially Bibi, with his, all his corruption trials, is going to have to sit there and just watch. Okay, the only thing you got to worry about is if Bibi launches nuclear weapons, tactical nukes, like in the Samson option. Okay.
Yeah. Well,
Seymour Hersh wrote about Russia, you know, in the '80s.
Yeah, like Russian media all over the place is warning about another false flag to happen,
right?
Some sort of chemical incident to happen in Syria again. So the last couple of weeks, that's really been ramped up in the Russian media.
Right. Well, but what I'm saying is you got to look at actually what's going on in the Golan Heights. What's going on with the U.S. Embassy, and I don't know who this was, you got to get confirmation on it, but they sent, they told Amman, they said, you know, if you're going to be going into Syria, don't expect us to be your bombing campaign. So that means that Israel is basically sitting there, and they have to do the bombing, and they don't have the capabilities to do everything that they needed. So that's a message to Bibi to butt out.
Yeah, what I find fascinating is I think it was on Drudge that they've got a picture of the young new heir to the throne of Jordan looking like, you know, a young modern blah, blah, blah. So they're putting him into the picture already.
Yeah, so those are the things I think you really need to look at to figure out what's going on in the next 3 weeks, because the next 3 weeks are critical. Like I was, like on June 10th, I asked for donations for Anna, and they're basically getting, I think, the platform to end the special relationship. This is what, because, you know, Trump is acting like trying to go through Libra Code 100-32, where the commander declares peace. Okay? Now, all these things that are going on, like, remember how he said illegals, you know, no court cases. Well, why? Yeah. Because the Army Field Manual says that the bar attorneys basically have to follow the direction of the military. When Trump, as commander-in-chief, through General Order 100-32 of the Libra Code basically says, get those people out of here, because what they're trying to do is they're trying to populate District Columbia citizens by these guys and overwhelm the vote in the 2018 election cycle, because we know two-thirds of the voters are conservative and one-third are communist. Okay, Robert, That's all I got for you.
All right, Jeff, thanks for calling, man, as always. See you guys after the break.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We'll be right back.
All right, we're back. Callers, just hang on the line. I got a very short segment here, and ain't worth pulling you up just yet, so wait till the top of the hour. State of the Nation 2012, the fake child separation issue was an engineered distraction from the biggest scandal in U.S. political history. Let's read a little bit of this, shall we? Spygate. Make no mistake about it, the utterly fake furor over child separations being systematically generated 24/7 by the CIA-controlled Mockingbird media is by purposeful design. Spygate is blowing up in fits and starts like Hawaii's Kilauea volcano, which is also going real bad, by the way. And deep state knows that it needs to change the public discourse before it goes into freefall collapse. The FBI, DOJ, CIA, and the rest of the U.S. intel community are trying to contain an eruption. Read mega scandal that refuses to be mitigated. Trump won't let it. It's no coincidence that the bogus child separation issue blew up along with the release of the scathing OIG report. That the final IG report was actually a complete and total whitewash by deep state agent Michael Horowitz shows just how dangerous this sordid political saga is to the power elite. The establishment knows that Spygate has the potential to expose the entire underbelly of the national security state. This will in turn reveal to the American people that the 17 agencies which comprise the intel community are only there to protect the elites, not the U.S. citizenry. You know, and I think even the movie culture and the tech culture, people are already aware of this, but they just don't want to believe it. I mean, all these tech-addicted goofballs, they know that this is all spy gear, but at the same time, they still love it. The shameless liberal hypocrisy associated with the totally misrepresented separations issue in and of itself reflects just how desperate deep state really is to change the national conversation from Spygate. And we all know what Spygate is. I mean, it's Watergate times a zillion, okay? And look, when you've got these Alinskyites – there's no rules for these people other than basically the rules for radicals, which means they don't play by any kind of decency or morality or justice or any of those things that any of us think mean something. Those things are weakness to these people. And so, you know, the amount of people being assassinated and killed off, you know, I was doing a lot of digging into this stuff with, you know, the UFO phenomenon and you know, people have various belief systems about it. But I was digging into some of the folks that believe basically that these are demonic manifestations and basically a massive deception operation by, you would say, the Watchers. So forth and so on, to change the paradigm about God, creation, the hierarchy of creation itself, the spiritual hierarchy that governs the universe, and so forth and so on. Very wild stuff, but basically so many people surrounding this whole issue have been assassinated. Now I hear the music. We will be back shortly after the top of the hour.
We gotta get going quickly, and we got to come on strong. I know just what I want, and I'll get it before too long. Before the wind starts to fall, I'm taking heed of your earth's gold. Before the wind starts to fall.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN.